Okay, now for our guided meditation. I have a few bullet points. They include being present, using your breath as an anchor, attending to but not clearing the mind, becoming more aware of your attention as it inevitably moves through the meditation and out towards sounds, physical sensations, emotions, or thoughts that arise, and then creating an emotional space with this attentiveness. I'll kind of explain and walk you through what you experience as you meditate. You sit, you are comfortable, you're meditating, and then after about 10 seconds, you're thinking about your grocery list, or you're thinking about somebody who cut you off in traffic this morning, or you're thinking about a conversation you're going to have with your boss later today that may or may not be comfortable. Then all of a sudden you realize, oh, I was meditating. What happened with that? And the usual reaction is for people to judge themselves really sharply. And that's when they get frustrated with meditation. That's exactly the point that you need to really step back and just have a little less judgment. I suggest for people to recognize, hey, this is what minds do. And if all of a sudden you're remembering something that's important, or if you're solving a problem that you've had that all of a sudden you have a solution, you can stay with it for a few minutes. But then allow yourself just to come back to the breathing again. And what usually happens is after another 20 seconds, or maybe you'll get to 30 seconds, thinking you've got a little leg cramp, or you're thinking about some sound that you're hearing, and once again, you're away from the meditation. The point is just recognizing where your awareness is at. This will likely happen several times during the meditation. The important thing to keep in mind is this is actually the meditation. You're trying to stay with presence. You're pulled away from presence. You recognize it, and you bring yourself back to presence. So let's go ahead now and get ourselves into a comfortable sitting position. If you're sitting in a chair, place your feet as flat on the floor as you can. People usually rest their hands in their laps or on their knees. This hand position allows your shoulders to just kind of relax and allows your chest to be open and for your belly to be soft. You can experiment with your posture to find a way to sit so that you're both upright and at the same time relaxed. So once you've found a comfortable way to sit, then allow your eyes to close gently. Or if you want to, you can leave them open slightly. But if you do, keep them pointed gently downward towards the floor and try not too much to shift your gaze around the room. Kind of fix on a certain point. So now let's take 3 breaths to get ourselves more relaxed. On the in-breath, count 1, 2, 3. And on the exhale, count 1, 2, 3, 4. Now again, breathe in 1, 2, 3. And again, exhale 1, 2, 3, 4. Do the last breath on your own. It always helps to calm yourself by breathing and on the exhale with a slightly longer breath. That's why the extra count is there to 4. So that's the last time that you're really going to strive to influence your breath. At this point, just notice your breath as it's happening without trying to modify it in any way. So as you continue to breathe, let's see what it might be like to drop into this moment as it is, with full awareness. As you continue to breathe, let your awareness open out into the space around you and gradually bring your attention to your hearing. You might have considered sound as a distraction, but now you can include it in your practice. Along with my voice, be aware of the sounds that are coming to you. Sounds in the room, sounds from outside. As you hear each sound, notice how your awareness instinctively moves towards it. It's our nature to check out any sounds that come to us to be sure that they're not something we need to pay attention to. Someone in distress, a potential threat, it's what our minds do. But this time, as you move towards the sound, see if you can listen not just with your ears, but with your whole awareness. Allow yourself to be completely present with the sound, observing the sound, all without grasping it and also without pushing it away. Just try to find a neutral middle ground. And now see if you can let go of naming this sound or wondering about its source. See if you can experiment with just being aware of it for just a moment or two as just a sound. And can you be aware of the air that's bringing these sounds to your ears? The air around your body. Allow yourself to go back to noticing your breathing. The feeling of air coming into your body and then leaving your body with every in-breath and every out-breath. Now see if you can extend your awareness to your whole body from head to toe, just sitting here, breathing. Feel your breath as it comes in and distributes itself throughout your body. In mindfulness meditation, your goal is to experience the breath without directing it or changing it, to simply become aware of how the breath breathes itself in its own rhythms. So however you feel the breath is okay. Mindfulness meditation isn't about struggling to clear your mind. That battle doesn't really get you anywhere. Your mind just resists and does what it wants to do. Mindfulness meditation is really an exercise in developing a new collaborative relationship with your mind. This relationship involves training your awareness and learning to be present. An awareness of breath is the most accessible way to finding this presence. So if it hasn't happened yet, it's likely that your attention will wander from the breath and from this meditation. Please don't judge yourself harshly. This is normal and expected. You may be having thoughts or feelings that are making it hard to meditate. Sometimes preparing to meditate brings solutions to problems, or it may bring thoughts about important things that you forgot to attend to. Just be aware of these thoughts. Try to approach this much as you did approaching sounds. When you notice that you've wandered from the breath, simply acknowledge where you are without judging yourself. It's normal. And once again, if it's a particularly strong thought or emotion, you can stay with it for a moment. It's important to recognize that this loop of moving away from the breath and the meditation is a natural and an essential part of the meditation. Each time your mind wanders and you become aware of this wandering, it's like strengthening the muscle of your awareness. Your awareness grows stronger with each repetition, and the emotional pull of this thought or emotion tends to grow a little weaker with each repetition. So now let's come back and once again tune into the experience of your breath, perhaps as a coolness in your nose or a tingling in the back of your throat, breathing in and breathing out. And let's follow our breath deep down into your belly. Feel the abdomen as it gently expands on the in-breath and as it falls backwards towards your spine on the out-breath. Give full care and attention to each in-breath and full care and attention to each out-breath as they follow one after the other. And now let's continue with a steady but light attention on our breathing and bring our attention and our awareness to the present moment. Most of us are unaware of how infrequently we're truly living in the present moment. So often, we're caught up either rehashing the past or strategizing and planning our futures. Awareness of the present moment invites you to become mindful of both your inner and outer immediate environment. Sitting here, right now, in this space, completely present with the experience of being right here, right now. Pay attention to your body sitting in your chair or sitting on your mat. Feel where your bottom is supported by the chair or the mat. Is the chair or the mat hard, soft, cushiony, or solid? Is the chair back supporting your back? Notice the temperature around you. Is it warm? Is it cold? Is the air moving or is it still? Become aware of yourself in this space. How do you feel? Do you feel safe? Do you want to be here? Do you feel good, bad, or neutral here? Notice the energy you feel in this place. Become aware of your own inner reaction to being in this place. Is it an active energy or is it a quiet energy? Is it a positive energy or is it a negative energy? So now bring yourself back to the breath, feeling the whole body as you breathe in and breathe out. Feel the entire body rising upward on an inhalation and then falling downward on an exhalation. Feel the body as a single, complete organism, connected and whole. And as the practice comes to an end, congratulate yourself for taking the time to sit and to get to know yourself a little better. Congratulate yourself for becoming a little more aware. And now, on your next exhalation, you can open your eyes. And if it helps to stretch, please do so.